If you're the average New Englander, you're probably pretty tired of the weather pattern that keeps bringing us all these storms. But there is a certain community of locals embracing it, because powerful winter storms can bring big waves, which bring out the surfers.
We're waxing down our surfboard.
No. We're not talking about 85 degrees at, you know, Surf City, USA, Huntington Beach, California. We're talking about winter surfing here. A few days ago, before heading to the beach, we met up with two year-round surfers, Tony Sanchez and Pat Falco, in Tony's kitchen in Swampscott, to ask what it is that draws them to the ocean in this weather.
There's definitely a mindset for anybody who thinks putting on a rubber suit when it's 10 degrees out and hopping into water, you know, not crazy, but they're looking for fun, right? They're thrill seekers. So,
Pat,
I get cold year round, so I just go until I can't really feel my hands, and then I come out.
So, what's the craziest winter weather that you've surfed in?
I tried to go out during Juneau, but that didn't work out because I couldn't get over to the beach because the roads were so bad. But a couple days later, there's probably like 8-foot, 9-foot waves.
You know, this has been a pretty miserable winter for most people because of the repeated storms, especially the last 6 or 8 weeks or so. Do you view it that way, or has it even been a great winter from your point of view when you think about the surfing?
Because of all these storms, there definitely have been more chances to go out, more than last winter. The conditions have been a lot better, and the actual quality of wave has been a lot better, and it kind of has let me finally surf something that's above 4 feet, which doesn't typically happen.
It's been, I guess, weird for me because it has been a good winter, but I'm in Southie, so it's been like hard to get my car out for the past like 6 weeks, so I've actually missed most of the opportunities. It's been like kind of a weird, like, oh, it's a good winter, but I can't really get there.
Uh-huh. So it sounds like you've experienced the kind of winter that
yeah
most other people have, and you're trying to look at the bright side.
You know, if it wasn't for this, I'd probably be really kind of bummed out. You know, it lets me get out of the house. It lets me do something active, and I can be outside, not sitting in traffic or not waiting for a train. I'm ready to go.
Are you guys jazzed about going out today?
I am. It's been a while.
Well, then, you know, I don't want to keep you separated from the water any longer. Maybe we should get going.
Yeah, I'd say so.
So, Tony puts on his thick, winter-weight neoprene wetsuit. Pat is already wearing his, and they pack up their surfboards. They check out a couple of spots and settle on the Lynn side of Kings Beach, where lines of 4 to 5 foot waves are breaking in one after another. It was sunny, the water was bright blue, but there was snow and ice completely covering a small rocky island a ways out, and it was just 19 degrees. In other words, perfect.
There's definitely some small sets coming in. Here right now you can see there's a, you know, they're small, but it's definitely a nice little roller coming in, and that'd be fun to just ride.
Yeah, there's
out.
Some nice breaking waves out there, actually.
Yeah.
That's the sound of the guys waxing up their boards on the sand before heading out for the water. With landlubbers watching safely and warm from the shore, that would be me, Tony and Pat paddle out, wait for the right wave, then stand and ride a few before Tony cruises in about 15 minutes later to give us his report. About the only part of his body exposed are his cheeks. They're rosy, steam is rising from the hood covering his head, but he's smiling.
The water's definitely cold. You know, my fingertips are a little numb, but once you get going, it's fine. Like, my feet are good, and I think I'll probably have a couple of hours out here.
Yes, he said a couple of hours out in the salt and the cold surf. A splendid way to help weather part of this Massachusetts winter.
I got the winter blues coming as the snow keeps falling heavy down on me. Been waiting on a storm to come in my way, getting ready for the sea. And I'm not crazy, I just want to live the life I learned. Set my soul on fire in the water.